Thank you, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's Bill Leff and Dane Neal sitting in for Wendy. Did you hear all that thunderous applause, Dane? Is that from you?
Well, I heard just a... It was an involuntary kind of a...
Just a mild...
Yeah.
Normally, when you're on with us, with Wendy and myself, every other Wednesday, we talk about foods. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes not the healthiest of foods. Sometimes we go a little frivolous.
A little bit of indulgence. Everything right? In moderation, except vegetables. Right.
But today's going to be a little bit different. Veggie Fest is coming to town. We've got not one, not two, but three guests. Dr. Kenny Dougal is here to talk about healthy eating. Beth Marchetti is here. And John Spider Sally, the legendary John Sally, all here to talk about healthy eating. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. Thanks is my mic on?
Yeah.
My headphones are not.
Oh.
Well, don't worry about it.
You
don't
can hear it. You're all right?
Yeah, I just talked some other times. Thank you for having me.
You're sounding great. For those who can hear you, the greater Chicagoland than the Midwest and everything like that, and Sarah's going to help with the volume.
I know.
John, I know you get this all the time, but you, sir, are a very, very, very tall man.
And you, let me tell you something.
Yes.
They told me you were smart, but
yep,
when
I figured
you just looked at me and then said that, you proved it.
Well, I compared you to the size of other people here on planet Earth, and you're a tall guy.
Yeah.
You're very tall.
I'm an alien. I went to Egypt and found out I was really an alien. I touched the pyramid, felt right at home.
Did you do that 23andMe thing where they test your DNA to see what you... What
no, I'm
sort
a black
of
guy, man. I know they're looking for a whole lot of things. I wasn't always just a basketball player. You're not getting my DNA.
Kenny, talk about this. You have a speech coming up at Veggie Fest called Eat Green, Get Lean. What's it all about?
So it's all about healthy eating. As a physician, I primarily treat the elderly in the rehab field, and people have gone through terrible events. They've been through strokes, heart attacks, and a lot of things that are just caused by our lifestyle and what we eat. And so I want to get the information out there that we don't need to take 38 pills a day and be stuck to that kind of regimen. We could actually just eat the right food, move around well,
yep,
make good choices early in life, and later we don't have to deal with all that.
Are we eating more poorly than ever before, would you say?
Absolutely.
We are, aren't we?
The obesity epidemic has run rampant, and it's more fat, more oil, more fried food, and a lot of it comes from convenience. You know,
fast
food has blown up, and so everybody is eating unhealthy things at every meal.
Yep.
And no one goes grocery shopping or knows how to cook anymore.
I think the awareness is there, though, and I think part of what you're doing at Veggie Fest helps with that. But also, I think the public knows, maybe they're guilty, right, that they aren't eating right. Whereas, in the past, you have doctors doing cigarette commercials. Everybody didn't know
what was the good Flintstones were doing cigarette commercials at some point. I'm not kidding.
But you really don't die from cigarettes. You die from the chemicals in tobacco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're just having, I'm not here for the tobacco company. Hey, I'm here with the tobacco company. Stand up for us, John.
Representing Lucky Strike.
But another thing is, what Doc is saying is, it's not just poor eating. It's literally laziness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, we're not cooking anymore. But I tell everybody that. They go, man, you know what, though? What about a really good steak?
Yeah.
And I go, what do you mean by that? It's just, what he's saying is, people are taking it for granted. Like we do a lot in America, we start thinking,
sure,
well, if it's easy, it's better, or it's convenient, or this is the way my mom did it.
Yeah.
Or, hey, that's why it goes in the microwave. And then when they get sick, one of the first things I find when people get sick is they want to become vegans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I became vegan so I don't become sick.
How old were you when you switched over?
I was 27.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was there one particular event that made you decide I got to start eating healthier, or was it just body
of
work?
Yeah, they told me my cholesterol was 271 and I was going to have to take a drug and my penis wasn't going to work.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, at 27?
Yeah.
That's straight talk.
Yeah.
Beth Marchetti's on the line. I hear you laughing, Beth. But I'm laughing, too. It's funny, but it's not funny, right?
Yeah. Yes. Well, what I am excited about is this festival has been going on for several years, and it's grown and grown, and we're expecting, upwards of 50,000 people. But it's not just for vegetarians. It's for people who are just, looking for a healthy lifestyle. And DuPage County, I'm the executive director of the Convention Bureau, and our brand is all about you can have a wonderful Chicago experience, but come out to the suburban market in DuPage and enjoy our healthy, enthusiastic trails and bike trails. And there's a lot of research now to back up the doctor here that, getting out in the forest preserves and in the nature amenities that we have, like the Morton Arboretum and different things like that, lower your blood pressure, are good for your mental health and mood. So there's a lot of really documented research now that proves that.
Mm. Do you recommend for people who are deciding that this is a good lifestyle for them, do you do it cold turkey or do you do it gradually?
No cold turkey.
No, well, no, right. maybe turkey is the wrong word to use. Thanks, John.
Some sensitivity training.
Cold
turkey.
Tastes better in the morning anyway.
I bet it does. So, but is this the kind of thing that you want to just turn it off like a switch and say, I'm going to start eating healthy from this day forward, or do you want to just pick it up a little bit at a time?
I think no matter when you're going to start, you have to have a good plan in advance.
Yeah.
And each person can do that differently. If you eat meat at every meal, it's good to start out by cutting down one meal a day and doing things a little gradually.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you have a good plan, you have a good support system, you've gone and meal planned, you've gone grocery shopping, you know what to eat when, whether you're going out to eat or socializing with friends afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a barbecue coming up, you got to know what to do.
Sure.
And those could be high-pressure situations where everyone's grilling a burger, and, hey, where's your burger?
Yeah.
You know, so it's good to have it planned out.
Well, John had mentioned a little bit about people are lazy, or they want to do what they want to do, or they want to do what they like or feel comfortable with, and sort of in that kind of easing into it, sort of the meat-related nicotine patch is a lot of the, I don't say imitation meats, but they've really gotten good. When I attended Veggie Fest a number of years ago, there were a lot of those substitutes where they made a burger that looked like a burger, tasted like a burger. We've come a long way, right? Some of this stuff is in the news. Are you going to highlight those items too?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I went to school here, I went to University of Illinois, mm-hmm. all we could get to eat was grilled cheese and spaghetti and pizza late night. My dad moved here in 1968. When he came here in 68, all he could eat was pizza, spaghetti, and grilled cheese. In 32 years after he got here, nothing changed. But in the last 5 to 10 years, there's been a big explosion in the plant-based market.
Yeah.
So part of that is meat substitutes or meat imitations. And those I see as a great step to going to a more healthy diet.
Yeah.
However, they are still processed. And the real goal is to get to whole foods and to a plant-based diet, not just substitutes. I could eat chips and Coke all day and call myself a vegan.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm healthy.
Right. You miss it at all, John?
Miss what?
Miss steaks, hamburgers, that sort of thing.
You know what I miss? I miss my friends that have died from heart disease. I missed my mom's had to have her leg removed because diabetes.
Yeah.
I miss those easy ways of doing things. But as far as missing eating dead animal carcass, no, I don't.
Yeah.
But I just thought I'd put it
right,
that way because
right.
You said burgers.
Straight talk, right?
You know, I just do it just to make you cringe. No, but the I only make jokes that way because, you know, it just makes you think for a second. And when he said imitation and it tastes like a burger is a burger, I'm with Beyond Meat, right?
Yeah.
I'm invested in Beyond Meat. And one of the things is I realized that food is tradition. Like in the Indian tradition, I was sitting around eating with my other friend, Reginda, and he was like, you know, if you put some peppers on that, it's going to change the taste of this and this. And then my mom's used to put it this way. Same thing here, right? Well, at Thanksgiving, I get the collard greens. And you got to get Aunt Maisie to make this, right? It is tradition, but it doesn't have to have things that stay in your body or make you sick.
Right.
We have better cheeses. We have things you better butter. I believe using if you do use the oil, I use grapeseed oil.
Mm-hmm.
I do all the cooking. So it's fun, too, because I taught my daughters how to cook. So it's a good pick.
My mom used to make this asbestos salad. Should we cut back on that, or is that still... That's all right to still eat
here. Hey, man, if you feel like... we used to eat lead salad because it would chip off the wall.
Oh, delicious.
tasty.
No, but John, you mentioned... Okay, 27 is when you decided to go vegan, well within your career. I know there's a lot of the downside on the health. On the extreme side, people don't want to be sick and people don't want to die. But for those people listening that maybe aren't sick but think, hey, this could be a great way to optimize my performance as a top athlete.
Go.
How did it work? Did you feel a letdown? Were you elevated? How did it feel?
I lost a whole lot of, not a lot of weight. I lost a lot of feces because that's what happens when you finally give your body food, real food, whole mm-hmm. foods, not just the store. But if you give it some vegetables, some fruits, some nuts, some seeds, and legumes,
right.
What happens is your body will eliminate all the stuff it's been holding on to. And my energy went up. My face cleared up. I was getting adult acne, they called it, on my head and my back. My attitude changed. My breath changed. My feet no longer smelled.
No.
And I know it sounds crazy, but it was
no,
all
true.
Those toxins, and my body was going away.
Yeah.
And my libido went up. and which was already at 90. So now I'm at 190. So all of these things that, and the reason I mention those, if you pay attention, those are the things that they tell men is why you have to go get certain pills at 35 years old. Yeah. Why you have to get, I'm not going to say the company names because they don't pay me, Lipitor, but why you have to go through that. If you are a race car and you are an Indy car, you get the high octane fuel. Why, if you're a high octane athlete, would you not put high octane fuel in your body? You should not be able to leave the game and sit next to a guy in the stands who was in the stands in the same restaurant. You should not do that.
Makes sense.
That's
how
I do it.
It makes sense. Dr. Dougal, true or false, the incidence of cancer go down dramatically among vegans as opposed to non-vegans?
Absolutely true, 100%. The two biggest causes of death, especially in the Western world, are heart disease and cancer.
Yeah.
The two biggest related diseases to obesity and to meat consumption are cardiovascular disease, heart disease, and cancer. And so colon cancer, breast, pancreatic cancer, bone cancers, they all decrease and drop through the floor when you go to a plant-based diet.
Yeah.
A lot of the treatments now are actually starting people initially, as soon as they're diagnosed or even before it's preventative, saying eliminate the animal products. You will you will injury-proof your body. And even with cardiovascular disease, you drop the risk of a heart attack or stroke 40%.
40%.
Huge,
amazing.
Huge changes.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Beth, how has the fair changed? How has VeggieFest changed in the years you've been involved? What are you guys doing now that you weren't doing a few years ago?
Well, there's a lot more opportunities to have a really fun time and be inspired. Like the doctor said, you have to have a plan, but to be inspired with small changes and be in a very fun atmosphere with lots of bands, cooking demonstrations, different things that you can taste.
Yeah.
You can come away really inspired. And, you know, DuPage is one of the healthiest counties in Illinois, so it's a perfect setting that this VeggieFest, which has grown and grown and grown, is right here in DuPage County. In the village of Lyle, and there's lots of things to see and do that are urban and healthy and in the area while you're here. So we're hoping that people will come out and enjoy this wonderful festival.
Give the website if you could, please.
Well, the information is on our website, www.discoverdupage.com, and the Veggie Fest is all right there.
Yeah. Are you guys okay on time? Do you have time for a break and stick around? Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
You're paying me.
We'll pick up this. Did they tell you we were paying you, John?
Paying me no attention.
Uh-oh. We'll pick this conversation up next with Dr. Kenny Dougal, with Beth Marchetti, and of course, John Spider Sally. It's Bill and Danen for Wendy on WGN.
If you like to talk to tomatoes,
if a squash can make you smile.
Early Stones.
Well, and from the celebrity appearance side, you never know. Are the Fruit of the Loom guys going to be there?
Oh, you don't know, Dane. No one's saying. No. We're talking about VeggieFest coming up this weekend. We've got Beth Marchetti on the line, Executive Director of the DuPage Convention and Visitors Bureau. Dr. Kenny Dougal is here. He'll be speaking on Sunday. The topic, Eat Green, Get Lean, and John Spider Sally, NBA great and acting great, John Spider Sally is here. He'll be speaking Saturday, Elite Athletes on a Plant-Based Diet. John, I did a little research on you, and in addition to this, you're now kind of an entrepreneur with cannabis-based products. Mm-hmm. Do these work together or against each other?
Not during this event.
Not during this event.
Not during this event. But this event separately. Is focused on veggie, and my cannabis company is with my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm like the new executive vice president of Cannavera, of Leading Edge. It's a CBD company, and you're going to be hearing CBD, CBG, CBV. The Bee Gees. You're going to hear so much.
I love those guys.
Staying alive. Staying alive. So that's what we're going to be doing, staying alive. And so I'm more focused, like Kenny, on the health aspect. I realize this is the only body you have, right?
Right.
So this is a 1964 Mustang. Lee Iacocca already approved it.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing it out here. In mint condition.
Well, here's the thing that I think is really interesting, too. You'll have celebrities of whatever kind of walk of notoriety, and they can get involved and be enthusiastic and be, you know, a part of products. But But John really has been walking the walk, right?
Yeah.
You figure since 27, and then off the air we were talking a little bit about the CBD side, and since 2009, that's before most people even heard of it,
mm-hmm.
right? And out there exploring it and benefiting from it. So when he's there at Veggie Fest talking, I mean, you're getting somebody who knows what it is and, you know,
you have the new address, too. As you made a good mention, we're going to be out in nature. This is another thing, too. This is a wonderful city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah.
I've told everybody. This is my favorite city.
Oh, good.
But the city that I like I used to think I like more was San Francisco until I realized it was as cold as Chicago.
In August.
So I love this city, and it's wonderful seeing these buildings and this architecture.
Yeah.
But come out. Come out to Lyle's, right?
Yeah.
It's in Lyle, Donata South Park. Yeah, it's a new location this year.
Get your kids to walk on the grass before we go to school. Mm-hmm. Get you reconnect to what you are. You're not of this concrete. You're of this earth. So reconnect. Come hang out with your boy. Bring your grandma or your grandpa. Kenny gonna check the vitals.
And their hips.
And their hips.
Yeah,
you know, sure, hey, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna give you a card, he's gonna cut you a break on the operation. But it's the reason I said yes is on Instagram I'm part of this Reunited Vegan group, and this guy Plant Based Ben, who literally shredded his body from being, like, I looked at it, he was not attractive. Not that he's attractive to me now.
Yeah.
It's just that he literally took his body reversed.
Transformed it.
Yeah, plant-based. And he told me about this, and he said, yeah, they're trying to get in touch with you. And then when I researched it, I came all the way from Los Angeles in a comfy place right on the beach in Malibu to be here in the woods.
Oh. Dr. Dougal, what do you say to somebody? They come to you, they go, look, I'm 50 years old. I haven't taken care of myself. I'm 35 pounds overweight. I'm not eating right. It's not too late, is it?
Not at all. 50 is very young nowadays. I work in places where my average age is 85 to 90 sometimes.
Yeah.
And people at that age are making huge changes because they know that life expectancy is getting longer. We're living a lot longer.
Yep.
And with that, we're living longer with disease. Now, at 50, you can do great strides because you might already have early high blood pressure, early diabetes, high cholesterol. You can reverse it. It's not just about prevention. It's about treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally reverse heart disease by putting plants in your body and letting them heal up your blood vessels. If you think about heart attacks, strokes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, they're all the same thing. Our body is just a system of tubes. Those tubes carry our blood.
Yep.
And then when we eat bad things, they get tight, and then the pressure goes up. If that causes a blockage in your heart, we call it a heart attack. If it's in your brain, it's called a stroke. They're the same thing. When you eat plants and get rid of animal products in your body, the plants actually heal those vessels. They open them back up, so your blood flows fine. There goes blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, heart attacks, right out the window.
Yeah.
So it's never too late to change.
I just want to ask you, John, real quick. You've had something of a business relationship with Michelle Obama. You convinced her to eat healthier, didn't you, at some point?
Did she need convincing? I really wish I had some say-so with the former first lady. I challenged her to, you know, they put the garden at the White House,
yeah.
And I challenged her to go vegan. But I didn't call her directly, you know. I did it over the airways because I was looking for some pub.
Yeah.
But what it did is I knew she wasn't going to answer, but it did make everyone pay attention. And as Doc just said, I was on a stage talking about diabetes.
Yeah.
And I said, you can refer. I did a documentary, Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes. And she got, get back on stage. You can't say that. And I got back on stage. I said, I'm sorry. Reversing the effects of diabetes. And she was
more
like,
accurate.
I was like, can I say that? So obviously the Diabetes Association, they don't have me. I'm surprised Kenny and them called me with the Veg Fest because I say it as I feel it. But he is 100% right. This is the only body you have.
Yep.
Treat it right. And early diet, and I can speak to people of color. When women get a heart attack, women of color, they die. Usually, it's fatal. When they get breast cancer, it's the highest and it's the worst form. When we get that, it's always at this point. And there's only 44 million black people on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean, 44 million black people in America, and we have the worst diets, and we're eating still the leftover foods that we should not be eating.
Yeah.
So I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just showing you what you should
do. Yep. So nice to meet you, John.
I've been a fan forever. It's great.
You know that. Dr. Dougal, I've been a fan of yours for even longer than I was a fan of John.
How'd you get past my security? What is going on here?
And Beth Marchetti, if you could, make the pitch again. Let everyone know what they need to know about Veggie Fest. Where is it? When is it? Why is it?
It's in the Village of Lisle. I am encouraging everyone. My key word of the month is balance, right? So you're going to get little tips on yoga, breathing, meditation, and it's not, you know, it's going to give you really real life examples of what you can do to incorporate in your daily life. And there's going to be examples. And so you don't have to be 100%. You can be taking little tips away from this. And, again, our website's discoverdupage.com, but for a really good breakdown of all the information, veggiefestchicago.com is also a good resource for you.
That's the way to do it. Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate
it. Thank you.